Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You can pick almost any topic from the news headlines right now and ignore what you're hearing. The truth is that the worst is yet to come. If the U.S. economy were really as strong as President Biden is pretending, there would be no need for either a budget deficit or expanding the federal debt limit. Of course, federal debt is mislabeled because it's really being paid through taxation, inflation, or confiscation by current and future American taxpayers and citizens. When officials tell you that America's banks are sound and resilient and don't worry about your deposits being safe, they are just repeating what they said 2 months ago. And they will keep repeating it with each successive bank that collapses. Government and Fed officials will never tell you the fact that current laws encourage risky actions by America's banks. Last Friday's jobs and unemployment report lied when it said that the unemployment rate reached multi-decade lows. What the Bureau of Labor Statistics didn't tell you is that it only could make that claim by changing its methodology in calculating unemployment. That was accomplished by dropping 3.5 million people who used to be counted as unemployed and now pretending they are no longer part of the workforce. The forced expedited transition to electric vehicles is a disaster in the making. If the U.S. were to achieve President Biden's goals for the massive increase in electric vehicles over the next several years, where is the electric generating capacity going to come from? Even if there was an all-out campaign starting right now to build more nuclear, coal, and gas-fired electricity generating stations, they could not go into operation fast enough to supply the additional workload. Remember, this already hit California last summer, when that state's governor urged owners of electric vehicles to stop charging them in order to save electricity for every other purpose. By the way, the recent dip in gasoline prices has come partly from the collapse of the German economy, the country that is the ultimate bedrock of the European Union. The free market made America prosperous. Let's get back to it. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.